Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me not in me.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, my gosh, guys, in a couple of days, it is going to be New Year's. Hello, while I wait for some more people to come on, let me do something here. Good morning, everyone. I see you all are coming in. Amen and amen. Amen. So come on in. How about our topic on today is down but not out? How about that? Down but not out. Oh my God. Down but not out. Ooh, I know I need that one. So let me go and let me see what I got a message up here. I believe I am live now. Just one moment. I believe I'm on, Mother. Amen, amen. So come on in. Good morning, everybody. I see you. Good morning, Stephanie Stagner. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. I shall be glad and rejoice in it. So welcome, everybody, to Hope Victorious. I am Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard, the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, Holy Repressive Eternal. So how about you guys? My 8th year anniversary is coming up on this Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Saturday at Eastern Standard Time, 3 o'clock your time. I'm going to have a poster. So hello to those who are dialed in. I am, and those who have joined me on Facebook Live. So on this Saturday, you all got to come and celebrate with me. I can bring you in live through Facebook Live, and if you want to comment and just say how Hope Victorious was a blessing to you over the years. It's our 8th anniversary, so I'll be live on this Saturday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can dial in. The number will be posted if you want to dial in. I can bring you in. You can comment, you know, or I can bring you through Facebook Live and join you in. I am, like, super excited. So on today, I'm just here to encourage you all because God is so faithful. He is indeed good. So just look for the flyer on my Hope Victorious page for celebrating our 8th year anniversary so you can come in and join me live because I want to hear from you all and you can just comment and just share, you know, how Hope Victorious has been a blessing to you, or you can dial in, whichever you choose. So I am blessed on today just thinking about how great God is and his power and his strength and how he is so powerful. Oh, my God. So I'm just here to encourage you all. So I'll let's get to our text on today coming from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. So just give me a minute. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. God is so good, you guys. I just love him because he is so, so faithful. So I'm going to repeat, this Saturday is our 8th year anniversary for Hope Victorious. So I'm going to be live. You can join me 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Come on to my Hope Victorious page. I can bring you in live if you want to come in and comment and just share what Hope Victorious has meant to you. I can bring you in live. Amen. Those who want to participate or not, you can just hang on the line
And those who dial in, I could also bring you in. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I bless you and I thank you. I thank you for just being so good to us, God. When we feel like fainting, when we feel like giving up, God, you're right there to push us. You're right there to make sure that we are okay. I do thank you, God, for your power, your mercy, and your grace, God, for just moving and shaking up things, even when we feel like, God, we don't deserve it. No, God, we don't. But we thank you for your grace and your mercy, for looking upon us, God, for making us feel that we are so great, God. Lord, you said that we, our value is so much more than what we even think of ourselves. But I do thank you, God, for looking at us and for loving us. Even when we look down at ourselves for our failures and things that we have done in life, you always there to pick us up and to wipe the tears from our eyes, God. We thank you, Lord God, and this in Jesus' most precious name we pray. So we thank you for your son who's died on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. And saying thy words, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt we be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So amen, amen. Good morning, guys, who have joined in, and those who have dialed in on YouTube, on Facebook, God bless you. Amen. Amen. So I'm coming from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 on today, and the word of the Lord reads, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Woo! Glory be to God. When I tell you, every time I read the scripture, it encourages me. And even though sometimes we read scriptures, God give you a new revelation all the time. But I'm just here to encourage you, to let you know, even when you feel a weak, God is there to pick you up. Even when you, and let me tell you, people fall. The strongest people feel weary. And sometimes we struggle in our weariness, but we don't allow no one else to know that we're struggling. We don't allow no one else to know that. You can't hear me? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you guys. So thank you so much, Cousin Camille, for letting me know you all can't hear me. I'm so sorry. So all the ones who dialed in heard everything. Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you all for letting me know that you cannot hear me. Oh, my God. So I know y'all can hear me now, right? Oh, my God. I'm sitting up there just talking and talking. I should have read you all comments. Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Judy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sitting here cracking up, but that's not funny. Because here I am just going and just running, just talking and talking and talking. And nobody even heard me, but thank you. Can you guys hear me now? Let me check these comments. Oh, good, Terry, you can hear me. Thank you, Cousin Camille. Oh, my God. I know Stephanie Staggers was over here. I'm so sorry, Stephanie. I'm just study talking. Good morning, Chris and Della. How y'all doing? Oh, my God. Okay, guys, y'all can hear me now. Oh, miss. Amen and amen. Lord have mercy. So let me just repeat everything that I just said, God. So this Saturday is going to be Hope Victoria's 8th anniversary. Oh, my God. 8th anniversary. So on this morning, it's going to be our 8th anniversary for Hope Victorious. And I am just so great. I'm just so happy. Hello, Brother Anthony Mitchell. How are you? I am so excited. So this Saturday is going to be Hope Victorious' 8th anniversary, y'all. We've been kicking and grinding and shaking up some things for 8 years now. So on this Saturday at Eastern Standard Time, you all can come onto my Facebook Live page and hop on. I can bring some of you. If you want to come in, I can just bring you in, and you can just share what Hope Victorious has meant to you over the 8 years. It don't have to be lengthy. I just want to hear from you because it is open mic. Amen. It is open mic. So also, I'll have my number posted so you can actually dial in. If you want to dial in and you want to comment, all you got to do is press 1. Or if you come on Facebook Live and you just tap, you want to join, I can accept it and bring you in. If you want to just share what Hope Victorious has meant to you for over the years, I'm super excited what God can do. Let me tell you, do not despise
small beginnings. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you feel as though these small beginnings, God can't bless. Don't let nobody dummy down what God has given to you. They may tell you your platform is small. They may tell you, you know, how you want to do that. Yeah. But let me tell you something. This platform has reached millions of people. This platform's reached the UK. When I tell you, don't stop questioning everything that God has given to you and telling you what to do. When he gives you something, do it. When he tells you something, move out on it. Yes, it's going to look crazy. Yes, it's going to look funny to everybody else, but they're not carrying that baby. You're carrying that baby. You know how it was when you gave birth to your children, those who are the opposite sex who have not given birth, but you know when you have carried a dream when it's inside of you, in your belly, and people look at you like it's crazy. People look at you like, oh, my God, what are you going to do with that? I'm going to do what God told me to do with it. So do not despise small beginnings. That's what Zechariah told Zerubbabel. Do not despise small beginnings. Hallelujah. See, you never know how God is going to bless you. So when God has given you a task, do it. Amen. We're not talking about that today, but I just wanted to share that with you guys, encouraging you. When God gives you something, don't allow nobody to dummy down what God has given to you. Amen. And if I would have listened to some naysayers, we would never had a move from that place. But God has done some tremendous and awesome things to Hope Victoria. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? God shifts the platform. He moves the platforms where he wanted to move. He moves this platform how he wanted to go. He's going to move your business and every dream that you have on the inside of you, where he wanted to go and what he wanted to do. What he wanted to do. But the thing is being obedient to God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, what? Get on a podcast. What? Let me tell you something about God. Yes, he will. And who told me about this was, rest in peace, my sister, sister-in-law Gloria. And she the one who told me about Blog Talk Radio. And then from there, God, and I held on to it for 2 years. But from there, God just started moving and shaking and telling me what platform to use it on, what platform to go on. And I trusted and I listened to God. Did I have some naysayers? Oh, yeah, some naysayers, yes. But it wasn't about them. It was about what God has given to me. And if you're bold enough to step out of some stuff that God has given to you, and it may look crazy, and people may not agree with it or don't know why you're doing it, you just keep doing it because you're doing it unto God. Hallelujah. But, oh, my God. So let me tell you, don't allow nobody to abort what God has placed on the inside of you. Don't allow nobody to abort what God has given to you. Hallelujah. He said it, it shall be done. Oh, glory be to God. I'm excited on today. I am excited on today because of God's faithfulness. Hallelujah. And obedience is everything. And I'm not saying obedience is the easy thing, but when God has given you a task, just do it. Just close your eyes, take a leap, and just do it. Hallelujah. So Merry Christmas to everybody and happy holidays. So I'm going to be coming to today to you. I'm going to be... Thank you, Nikki. You can hear me on Blog Talk Radio. I'm glad about that. So it was Facebook. I don't know what was going on with that, but it was me. It wasn't Facebook. It was me. It was my microphone. Oh, Mommy, this ain't no sound on Facebook. Okay. All right. So let me read the scripture text on today. I'm coming from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And I read the scripture, but you all can't hear me because I was muted. Amen. So the word of the Lord reads, but Blog Talk Radio heard me, those who dialed in, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Woo, glory be to God. So just encouraging you guys that just thinking about and reflecting on the scripture, waiting on the Lord and how God renewed your strength. He'll renew your strength like eagle wings. Ooh, eagle wings. Eagles are powerful, strength, unstoppable. Hallelujah. And several times in the Bible, God mentions eagles. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When I tell you, God is so faithful. So just being encouraged in the midst. Let me tell you, the strongest people feel weak. The strongest people feel like they can't make it. And sometimes you will never know how a person feels on the inside because they don't share that. They don't share how they feel on the inside because they are afraid to say that they're weak. They're afraid to say that they're weary. But let me tell you something.
be not weary and well doing in due season, ye shall reap if ye faint not. Don't be weary in doing well. Don't get weary in doing good things. Don't get weary in doing things that God tells you to do. And even when it looks strange to somebody else, and even though you feel like, God, that person is not giving it back to me, I'm helping them and they throwing it in my face, or they calling me all kind of names, or they don't appreciate my service or appreciate my help. When you do it unto God, it's nothing. Hallelujah. It's nothing that people can say or do. Don't allow people to take you off course just because you're doing something and they don't appreciate you. If God tells you to do it, do it. My sister Timmy always said, whatever you do for Christ shall last. That's the only thing that will last when you do it unto him. That's why my sister Penny, her and her husband, they hearts are so big and they give so much. And they don't never look like, look for thank you, because they didn't do it for the people. They do it because God put it in their heart to do it. Amen. And God just blesses them tremendously for that. They're not looking to be blessed. They're just looking to be a servant of the Lord. So what I'm saying to you, even when folks don't give it back to you and they're angry with you and they're so hateful and you helping them, if God tell you to do it, just do it. God will take care of them. Don't worry about that. But in the midst of being weary, in the midst of feeling like, God, I can't make it. So my topic on today was down, but not, let me see what my topic is today. Ooh, Jesus, I typed it. It was all in my spirit, and I got to go back to see what my topic was. Okay, so Q&A, guys. Do y'all know what my topic is today? Amen. Down but not out. Down but not out. Down but not out. Amen. So that's what my topic is today, down but not out. And this is another thing. On Saturday, if somebody could put in the chat about the first broadcast I ever did years ago. I ain't going to tell you where to find it. You got to search for it. It's a couple of years back, but you got to, and I'll give all the prize if you can actually tell me where, what was the topic of my very first broadcast, my very first episode. But today's topic is down but not out. And the reason why I believe God gave that to me is because sometimes you can actually feel like you're struggling so bad, and you can really feel like, God, I keep going back at this thing, and I keep getting knocked down. I keep feeling so weary in the midst of doing good, in the midst of giving everything that I have, and all these closed doors on me, God. Every time I take 5 steps forward, I get knocked back. It seems like 10 steps. But don't you know, even though you may feel like you get knocked back, God is thrusting you forward even further than where you were before. But sometimes we can't see it when you're in the midst of things. You can't see how God is working things out for you when you feel like when you're in it. But other people on the outside can see that you are all, you're making it. You are doing it. God is actually lifting you up. Don't allow the enemy to come in to rob you of that, making you feel like, oh, my God, I'm back here again. Yeah, I may be back here again, but guess what? This time, see, it's always a this time. You got to take advantage of the this time, because this time I'll win. This time I'm going to go after me. Who could be against me? I know I can do this thing here. But when I read over the scripture and the history of it, just God's strength that he gives to us if we allow him to, if we allow God, when we fall short, for God to pick us back up, for God to embrace us. That's why the word says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew thy strength. See, there's nothing like the strength of the Lord. It's nothing. This world can't give you strength like God can. This world can't give you the strength that God can. That's why he refers to an eagle, because the eagle is unstoppable. And it's in the Bible several times, meaning strength. And it's handmade. God's handiwork, handiwork of creating the eagle. Hallelujah. And how an eagle carries his child on his wings. Hallelujah, God. What glory be to God. And that's what it symbolized, the eagle, when God was speaking to the children of Israel, just how an eagle can carry his baby on his wings. That's how I carry you in the midst of the storm. That's how I carry you when you fail every time. That's when I carry you when somebody scandalized, was trying to scandalize your name.
Hallelujah. We glory, hallelujah, try to degrade you, try to put you down, defamation of character. We glory be to God. When God says, I will erase your shame, oh, yes, he will. Hallelujah. No good thing was he hold before you if you walk upright before the Lord. It don't matter what folks trying to do, trying to beat you down, make you feel like you would never amount to anything, scandalizing your brain, making people look at you all strange and crazy. Don't you know my father, my biological father said, he's always told me the truth will come to the light. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, and it will. But my spiritual father, Jesus Christ, the strength that he gives me when I feel like I'm weary, when I feel like I want to give up on things, when I feel like I want to give up on myself or give up on this project or give up on people or give up on life, he is right there mounting me up as eagle wings so I'll be able to fly, so I'll be able to be strengthened. Hallelujah. See, an eagle soars over. He can soar higher than any bird. He can soar over situations, over mountains. Oh, glory be to God. See, an eagle can soar over mountains. So all the difficulties, all the things you go through in life, you got to be just like an eagle. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Soar over the difficult times. Soar over your situations that's not good. Oh, glory. See, when you start soaring over some things, it's nothing that that thing can do to hurt you. Because even when it starts soaring above it, it can't touch you. Glory be to God. But stop depending on other people for your strength. Because they don't have the strength to give you when you're that weak, when you're that weary, when you're running, and you feel weary when you're walking, and somebody's going to faint. Can't nobody do that for you but eagle's wings. Who was the eagle but Jesus? Who was the eagle that would lift you up? But he's the only one who could give you the strength that you need. He can't. Ain't no strength without God. When people give you the phone calls you want, they can't give you the strength that God can give you, because God can give you everlasting strength. He can give you the kind of strength to make you knock down walls. What? Who? Glory be to God. Stuff that you speak out of your mouth, demons will tremble. The word of God that's what's on the inside of you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, God. So you got to know the strength of self, depending on people for your strength, depending on people as your crutch, and lean on God. When I went through that deep depression, could nobody bring me through that. My mama gave me encouraging words. My sisters gave me encouraging words. My daddy gave me encouraging words. My spiritual leader gave me encouraging words. And those words were good. But the words that I needed was the word of the Lord, and they gave me that. But I'm talking about in the midnight hour when there was nobody there who I can call. That strength that God gave me, who the supernatural strength he gave me to lift me up. See, I couldn't make it out of that but by God. I couldn't make it out of that because, see, that those words to me is as powerful as they may have been speaking, but those words were temporary because when they left, they went home, or when they went to sleep, I was still aching in the middle of the night, and couldn't nobody reach that but God, because God has the power to reach and fill voids. Man can't fill voids. It could be temporary. That's why that woman at the well who said, give me this water that I shall drink. She wanted that everlasting life water. She didn't want the temporary water that she put in her mouth and drank that quenched her thirst temporarily. No, temporarily. She wanted something that was going to be everlasting. And that was the water that God would give. And he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So she wanted something, some of that. Because you can chase after something and it'll quench your thirst for a minute. But see, the water but that God will give is everlasting life that was up internally on the inside of you. See, I need something powerful that's going to be so powerful. And even though people may give me something temporary, but I know that when God, oh, Jesus, hallelujah. See, he's the only one who will answer in the middle of the night. And that's how I got through my depression. That's how I got to love me again. That's when I got back up on my feet again, is because of Jesus and the word that he gave me. And when I felt like I was weary, when I felt like I couldn't make it, God was right there telling me, you be like an eagle, be unstoppable, unmovable. Hallelujah. That's God's handiwork. When you look at it and you look at what an eagle stands for, the power that he has. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that you will soar over your situation, soar over your difficulty. Hallelujah. So I'm just hoping that just makes sense to you. Hallelujah, because God is so faithful. I couldn't do it without him. I couldn't do it without him. And that's who I relied on. And I know I looked crazy to some folk. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I did, because I just had to hear from the Lord. I knew who could heal me, and I knew who could do it. Yeah, I was going to church looking real crazy. Oh, yes, I was during that time. Everybody knows me who's on this call, and people who don't know me, I love the dress and I love the look good. I was coming in with Mitch-Mack skirt on, my color zip mask. I wasn't about nobody. It was about me getting what I needed from the Lord. It was about me stepping in and getting what I need from the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to go. My lines are open. If somebody want to press one, I'll take your call. You have to dial in for me to be able to take your call. But when I tell, and I'll go back and read the comments and comment a little later. But what I'm saying to you is that just be encouraged on today. This new year that's coming in, and people say, oh, I don't want to do no New Year's resolution. Oh, you don't have to do one if you don't want to. But just think about some positive things. Think about some things that you know that you believe in God for, and trust God. See, this scripture here talks about trusting God. Do you trust God enough to let go of everything, all of your dreams and your goals and your desires, and fully trust in the Lord? Will you fully trust and let go of your process, but allow God to do his process and his work? Will you truly let go and trust God? See, this scripture is all about trusting God, because it says, they that wait upon the Lord. When you wait upon God and not stepping out in your own strength, not stepping out in your own way of thinking, because sometimes we be so anxious and we be so tired of waiting, we step out and we accept things that God said, I told you not to accept. I told you not to go down that road. I told you not to do that. And we do it anyway because we're tired. So we start ignoring God and we ignore what God wants. But, yeah, I did that too. Uh-huh. And I paid a price for that. I said, no more. I will wait on the Lord. I will listen to the Lord. But by God's grace and mercy, he made sure that he turned things around. So what he turned around all that bad stuff for my good. Hallelujah. He took a bad situation, turned around for his good, because that's the kind of God that we serve. See, he is a forgiving God, and I trust God, and I love him. You got to get to the place where you trust God, where you can actually step out and do it in his will and not yours. And so wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. So even when you're waiting on him, he will renew your strength when you're waiting for him. Just be like an eagle. He wants you to be like an eagle, to be unstoppable, unmovable, to soar over your circumstances and your situations while you're waiting on the Lord. He will give you the strength to do what you need to do. So you got to trust God. And this scripture talks about trusting God. You got to trust God, and you got to leave it in his hand and give it to him. Are you bold enough to leave it in God's hand and say, God, I trust you. I trust your process. Can you really trust God and get to a place where you trust God? Yes, Terry. I'm saying, like, just trust him. Give everything to him. Just trust him. Trust him. Give him everything you got and just trust him. Now, that right there is a bold move. When you can say, you know what, God, I'm taking my hands off of it. Go ahead and do your work. Go ahead and do your will for me. Whatever you want for my life, I trust you. Because it's like closing your eyes and trusting God. It's closing your eyes to what God wants you to do and just take a leap of faith and do it. It's trusting God in those times when every door is closed on you, because I guarantee you that door is going to open for you and the right one will open. I don't care if there's 15 doors that close on you in your face. God got 20 more that's going to open for you when I tell you he's faithful, when I tell you he will do it. But you got to get to the place where you let go of everything and trust God. Everything and trust God. Let go of everything and trust God. Trust God. Because what does the eagle do? Put his babies right on the wings and he carry that baby through. And that's what God is doing for you. When you can't walk and when you don't have enough strength to keep running, what he do? Put you on his wings and then he carry you through and glide over that situation and give you the strength to stand. Give you the strength to be encouraged. Give you the strength to get back in the game again. Because why? He got you. because one day you're going to be able to walk on your own and you're going to be able to do things, not from God, but you'll be able to be more sturdy on your feet where you're not a baby no more. He can carry you through that situation. Allow him to carry you through some things and trust wholly. And that's one of the things that we should really do. And our broadcast is going to come to a close. Then we get to a place where, God, I believe you. I trust you. I know that you're faithful, and I know that you can do it. And I'm going to let go of my will and let your will be done. Because, see, God's way is better than our way. And we hold on to things because we think it should go this way and we think it should go that way. But you'll wind up going around in a circle like the children of Israel for 40 years. You'll wind up going around the circle because guess what? What God told you to do is going to be done. So you can walk around for years if you want to, or you could just say, God, okay, I'm going this way. You shifted me here, I'm going. But be in a place when you trust God, when so many doors is closed on you, when so many doors have said, look, I don't think this is for you, or maybe that grant or that scholarship didn't come through. But don't you know something is going to come through you, and it's going to be the best grant and the best scholarship? Why? Because God loves you, and he had you on his mind. He loves you and have you on his mind. He does. He loves you and have you on his mind. So let go of those things when you feel like you're so, yeah, everything is just gone, you know, and you, hello, Mom, and it just feels like, you know, when you feel like just giving up on some things, just hold on to God and know that he loves you. So be encouraged, you guys. It's going to be 2023. God got you through another year, hallelujah, because he's faithful like that. And even though some people may not have gone through with us, and God has taken them home to glory, reflect on those good times. I know my grandparents, my parents are gone. Not my parents, one of my parents, my mama's still here, kicking in. She's something else, you guys. But my dad and my grandparents, but just reflect on the good memories of them. Hallelujah. And I bless God for my mama, 80 years old. I know every year, every time I get on here, I'll be like, she 81, she 82. And she acts like a young girl because she is. God has strengthened her so much. So let us pray. Father, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today, God, and I thank you for every day. Down but not out. They're not out because, Father, they are like an eagle, unstoppable, and they can soar over anything, God. We thank you for our scripture reading on today, God. I thank you for those who have joined us on this broadcast, those who are down there, those who are on YouTube or Facebook Live. I thank you, dear God, for their lives. I thank you, dear God, for their willingness to master. Oh, God, lift their spirits up, God. Strengthen them more today in the mighty name of Jesus, dear God. Oh, I glorify your name, Lord God. I thank you for 8 years, God, of me listening to your call, God. And even though doors were closed when I tried to give birth to Hope Victorious, but I held on, God. I held on, Father God. I held on, and you were there for me, God. God, I thank you that I did not let go, and I held on, Father. I thank you, and I glorify you, Lord. And I thank you for those who are on this call. I thank you, dear God, for the Wilson family. Continue to heal them, God, Mr. Wilson, God. Continue to heal. I pray to God, in the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen her limbs, Father God. Strengthen her right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch Marlene Hardy, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen, Father God. Hallelujah. Touch those who are in the hospital on today. Touch Brother Knox on today, God. Touch the Keith family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. As here to be a caretaker to them, Father. Oh, God, we glorify you. Touch Deacon Mutchison on today, God. Touch all of those who are ill on today. Touch Uncle Johnny on today, God. Do it right now for your glory. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Bond the school for Nathan Bond on today, God. Touch our children. Touch our families. And we're so grateful, grateful to you, God. And we love you, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he is a healer. Know that he's a way maker, a mind regulator. Touch my nephew Dylan and find work for him. God is faithful. Oh, my God, he is so faithful. And I'm just so grateful for you all just on this call today. Please join me on Saturday right here on Facebook Live at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time so I can bring you guys in and I can bring you in live through Facebook, or I can, or you can dial in and just to share what Hope Victorious has meant for you over the years. You can just, it's an open mic, and I just want to hear from you guys. And I know some of you are like, oh, I don't really want to speak, I'm shy, and it's okay. You know, if you want to dial in and say a couple of words, don't have to be lengthy. You can, I can bring you in live through Facebook, but come on and celebrate with me 8 years. You guys, and I just bless you all so much. Those who are, I like to give to Hope Victorious Ministry. I'm going to put the Cash App down here. It is Hope Victorious on Cash App. Hope Victorious, amen. God bless you, and I'll see you all on this Saturday, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You guys are so bomb. I just love you all so much, and be encouraged. So today I read, oh, this, I want to tell you this real quick. So, real quick, this is my story. I wanted to tell you that I came from those who had joined in late. I came from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. The word of the Lord reads, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I just wanted to share with you all on today, real quickly, Hope Victorious was supposed to be birthed in 2007, and so many doors was closed on me in the midst of me trying to birth Hope Victorious. And then 7 years later, in 2014, God came to me as clear as day and said, I want you on the radio on, I believe it was on a Wednesday, and it was New Year's Eve. And I went in, all of my notes that I had, all the information that my sister Laura, Gloria, rest in peace, given me about Blog Talk Radio. And I went in, I studied, I caught Luke Gilger. He came over, did all my graphic designs, and I was on. When I tell you, God is so faithful. But I held on because God has given it to me. And I wrote it down in my journal. So I went back to my journal. Me and Luke read over it and to see what, you know, how God gave it to me, and then it was birthed. So what I'm saying to you, even though there was closed doors on Hope Victorious, I never let it go because I knew God gave it to me. I know he gave it to me, and I held on to that. So even when you feel like God is giving you something and you didn't put it down for 7 years, you didn't put it down to 8 years, let me tell you, one of my favorite people, my sister Nikki always say, Zerubbabel is one of my favorite people in the Bible, Zerubbabel. God gave him a mission to rebuild the temple that was burned down at Jerusalem. The temple that Solomon built, it was burned down. God gave him, told him to get to the work, told him to rebuild the temple. One theologian said it took him 10 years. Another theologian said it took him 15 years. However many years, because the enemy started frustrating the work, frustrating his hands, frustrating the work of them. So he put it down because he came so frustrated, so the work stopped. But see, down but not out, as I talked about today. So even though the work was put down for Zerubbabel, 10 or 15 years later, he got back to the job. However many years it took him to get back, he got back to the job. See, what's for you is for you. And ain't nobody else going to do it but you, because God called you to do it. But what I love about God is that he was so merciful. Not one time in the Bible where he got upset with Zerubbabel because he put it down. God knows what you're going to do before you even give it to him. When God got back to him again, he sent two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, to speak life into him. And when he spoke life into Zerubbabel, he stirred up the gift on the inside. That's when Zechariah told him, not by might, nor by power, but by God's Spirit, saith the Lord. See, it was not by Zerubbabel's might and power, it's but the Spirit of the Holy Ghost who moved through him, the Spirit of God, because the Holy Ghost didn't come in. But the Spirit of God moved through him. He served the Spirit in Haggai. It said he served the Spirit in Zerubbabel to get back to the work, and he did it. And he completed that job. So what I'm saying to you, even though you have made him some pushbacks, like I talked about last week, pushbacks in terms of doors closing on you, and maybe it's not the right time, but God knows when it's the right time. And even though you put that dream down, you stop writing, you stop doing some things God called you to do in ministry, or maybe in the workplace, God told you to go in a prophet and supervisor job, and you said, no, you don't have the credentials, but God says, you got everything you need because I gave it to you. You got the wisdom for it and the experience. You may not have the credentials, but you got it. And even if you have the credentials, go for it. Now, hallelujah, you may need a master's for it. Okay, you got a bachelor's. Go for it. Go for it. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you on today, when sometimes we take jobs just for right now. So don't look at the job that that's where you're going to be for the rest of your life. Because sometimes when it's smart, you take jobs to build up your credit, to pay your bills, to make sure you have food on the table or something, you know, and pay your bills. But it's not a permanent thing. It's a temporary thing. Like people pick up temporary jobs or part-time jobs. So what I'm saying to you is that don't look at it like it's forever when you know that something else is brewing on the inside of you. So just know that you're there for right now and still work on your dreams and goals and on your 15-minute breaks or however long, and just do it. And just do it. Amen. So be encouraged on today. I'm so super excited, you guys. I'll see you on next Saturday, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You all got to come on the line and join me. Even if you don't want to comment, that's fine. Just come on and just join me, guys. So God bless you, and I'll talk to you all real soon. Let me see who's on here. My mama always sent me a whole list of people. Amen and amen. I think I called everybody out. Sean Gordon. Hey, Sean. And Evangelist Pickett. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Renata, how are you? Amen. So I'll talk to you all on next. I see you all next on this Saturday. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Amen. And for those who like to give to the ministry, I'll put the Cash App down here with Hope Victorious on Cash App. Amen. God bless you. Bye.